Yeah. It seems that our president and vice president are both absent at this point, so as the senior member of the board, I am president pro tem for this meeting. We'll have a brief roll call. By God, we have a quorum. And on that basis, we'll move ahead.
Great. So the first item on the agenda is the public comment period. If you have any comments, you know, other than to do with the wastewater treatment plant, we'll have another public comment period as soon as we start that. Step right up to the microphone, and we'd love to hear you. Anyone? Seeing none, I will bring it back, and that brings us to the consent calendar. Who's acting as staff? Rob?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. On the consent calendar, we have the minutes from the November 18th, 2010 meeting, and would request that approval of those minutes.
Thank you. That was not necessary to give that to you, and I do apologize. Does anyone from Morro Bay want to pull it? Kyle? Anybody over there want to pull?
No.
Yeah, I'd like to pull the minutes from the prior meeting. I just like to note for the record on page 2 of 5, the third bullet point down, there's a comment that says, we were discussing the DEIR, and the comment that Leivik also noted that costs to redo the DEIR would not be included in the contract, and clarified that would be considered additional work because the DEIR produced by the consultant was based on the direction of the board. I have no recollection of that comment being made, and I just like to point that out for the record. That seems to me to be saying that that these consultants have no responsibility for the content of their work if they're directed to do that by the board. I just don't remember that discussion going that way. I may be wrong, but I don't recall it that way.
Staff, want to address that, please?
This doesn't make any mention of a change in scope.
We can clarify that it's due to a change in scope. Just as a note, that the draft EIR was certified on Tuesday night, so I don't think there will be any change in that document.
Okay.
What would you like us to do?
I'm satisfied with that. I just would like to point out that just wasn't, you know, my recollection of what the discretion was saying.
But you're okay with it as yep. It said? Okay. Then I'll look at Morro Bay and ask for a motion to approve.
Are you going to take public comment?
I'm sorry. Sure. You want public comment on the minutes? Are you referring to public comment like we're having right now, after each item? Well, I think it's been agreed that at these meetings, not our city council meetings, but at these meetings, we'll stay consistent with Cayucas, and we will do exactly what we're doing right now. We'll have public comment on each item.
Okay. So that has been done by formal decision, because I don't know what it was done formally. I know Cayucas agreed that they were going to do theirs that way. but I don't know if Moore Bay ever did it formally.
We didn't. Okay.
Good afternoon, members. First time at EAPA, and I'm going to ask you to stop your dog on me. I think you're in violation of the American with Disabilities Act. You do not have a listening device present on here. And I'm hard of hearing, so I cannot hear that. The gentleman tried to increase the volume, and it still doesn't work. I can hear no.
That's what we're discussing now.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's, I told you I was hard of hearing.
You know, we'll let it go. If you missed public comment before this, go ahead and make your comments. It's okay.
This is a public comment.
Go ahead.
And I'm pretty much addressing
everybody okay?
This
yeah, fine.
I was in attendance at the city council meeting on Tuesday. I hope you were there. If you were there, you saw overwhelming support for our planning commission and their recommendation to sort of send that document back for additional review. Overwhelmed. Where's this project going? I'm going to tell you it ain't going nowhere except to the Coastal Commission. And if it does, it's going to drag us all down with us. And I heard one of the speakers refer to this as the city of Bell by the Bay. And it's sort of looking like that to me. And he's doing that to try to make work.
No, this is not intentional.
I do think, can I wait a little bit to be solved that?
Sure. Okay, go ahead, Mr. Beatty.
Okay. Anyway, I think we're getting all drugged down into a deep hole. Piece of wisdom says if you're in a hole, quit digging. I wish you would ask the city staff to quit digging. I know they're trying to defend some public pride and ego, and I think that's foolish. I don't quite understand why the Cayuco Sanitary District gave up or ceded their role in this decision making. I think you should be there. You play a big part, and you're going to get drugged down with this, and it's going to cost you some money. And I would ask you to rethink this. I spoke with the Coastal Commission this morning. Apparently, the report has not gotten to them yet. And maybe you can sort of say, let's look at this again, you know, because it's a bad project, and it's the winners on this project, the lawyers, and the engineers, and it's going to cost everybody money, and the project isn't going to get any cheaper by you delaying it. Anyway, thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Beatty. Rob, do we have a formal policy regarding the public comment? Can I just get a consensus here and we just make it happen? I mean, I don't know that it's written anywhere.
I thought
anywhere.
We had discussed it and agreed. But maybe I'm missing it, but I thought we had at the last minute. Are we supposed to bring it back, a formal? But I thought we had a...
Is a resident of Cayucas, not Morro Bay.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Hal?
Now the Cayucas Sanitary District, I'd like to hear a similar motion.
I make the same motion to approve the minutes as corrected.
I second.
Thank you. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Minutes passed.
Thank you. Item B1, Rob.
Good afternoon again. I'm going to turn it over to Mr. Delzite to give us an update on the status report for the wastewater treatment plant. And after that, we'll have public comment and questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Dennis?
Good afternoon. I'm going to be very brief in my comments because I know that the City Council and the District Board are very well informed on the project, but there are a few items that I would like to highlight. Of course, everyone is aware that the City Council approved the coastal development permit, the conditional use permit, and certified the EIR Tuesday night. As for the follow-up action, as we speak, it is being FedExed to the certified EIR is being FedExed to the Coastal Commission, and to the best we can determine, based upon when we anticipate they will receive it and when they will when the clock will start running for the 10-day appeal period. We anticipate that the appeal period will end around the end of this month, January 31st or February 1st. We just can't be certain of the exact date at this time because it has to be received by the Coastal Commission and date stamped in. Anyone who wishes to appeal, of course, can appeal during this 10-day period. As the JPA requested of staff and consultants at the November meeting, any work that was not absolutely necessary to proceed has been postponed, and particularly the MWH design contract, they would have been moving ahead full speed, preparing their 30% design if that had not been done. So in rough estimate, a compliance schedule with the Regional Water Quality Control Board. And I would like to clarify something based upon questions that have occurred during the past month or so relative to the fines. We have talked about the $100 a day fine, which has been accrued due to the delay in releasing the EIR, approximately $54,000. That's $100 a day. But what I think needs to be clarified is that there is an acceleration schedule also in the settlement agreement, which the fines accelerate up to $1,000 a day, and that fine starts if the city is 1 year late in achieving full compliance with secondary requirements. There are various incremental increases, so I just wanted to make that clear to the JPA and to the public. Because I think there was some, it needs to be clarified, there was some confusion about a $100 a day fine versus other incremental fines that are a part of the settlement agreement schedule. And on that note, I would like to point out that the City Council's action Tuesday night puts the JPA months ahead of schedule as far as complying with the issuing of the coastal development permit. The deadline on our conversion schedule in the settlement agreement is May 31st of this year. So by the council's decision Tuesday night on January 11th put us several months ahead of schedule. So basically, as far as the schedule goes, currently we are except for the one issue that I had discussed, we are right on schedule and, in fact, several months ahead of schedule. That concludes my report.
Great report, Dennis. Before I open it up, let's see if there's any questions. Can I take this first?
Do we have any questions over here?
Morro Bay, have any questions before we open it up? Go ahead.
Mr. Delsite, thanks for the report and the update on how we have released the design schedule and how that's been postponed. From the staff report, it's mentioned that our site survey, the geotechnical report, and the floor plan layout is continuing, or that's my interpretation of it, and just wondering how that plays into the decision.
For a meeting with the city and the consultant team. To review the report. So basically the report is done, it's on hold. The floor plan is completed, so there's nothing else to do on the floor plan at this time because it did meet the requirements that were established for a review of the permits that went through the Planning Commission and City Council. So that's done. The other work is the surveying. I know all the field surveying has been done. I believe there may be some details still left to be done on the office part of the surveying, the calculations, mapping, and that sort of thing. So that work is nearly done as well.
Okay. Thanks for that update. And considering, I just want a little more detail about what we anticipate our timeline to be. Walk me through a little bit how you've seen the Coastal Commission process play out. And I know that is somewhat unpredictable, but potentially roughly where we could be. And I guess I'd like some information so the board can consider if there's things we need to do in relation to the Regional Water Quality Control Board and making sure that we're covering ourselves there and that there's an understanding between the water board and ourselves and coastal, and we're making sure we're not going to be fined further or the process there is postponed.
Rob Liebig has asked if he can handle that question and answer.
There is a little speculation involved with this because we don't know what the Coastal Commission's workload is going to be. We submitted our notice of final action to the Coastal Commission today. They'll receive it tomorrow. There are 10 working days that they have. That's the appeal period window that they have, and that'll end on or about the 31st or the 1st. They'll make that determination when their working days start. We don't do that for them. So, and there's a holiday in there. So, assuming that there is an appeal, then the Coastal Commission has a requirement to bring it to a hearing within 49 days for determination of a substantial issue. They may ask us to waive that 49-day period. That'll be a decision that the council and the board will have to make whether or not to waive that requirement. Chart on their website says it takes between 3 to 9 months to get through that process. So their hearings are throughout the state. It'll be at various locations. I'm not sure that there's one locally within that time frame, so we will be traveling to visit with the Coastal Commission. We're also planning on meeting with the Coastal Commission to discuss the project. Their staff didn't really want to meet until after the council took action on this. I'd be happy to answer any further questions.
I guess I'm curious to know what you anticipate or recommend as far as then our correspondence with the Water Board and how we could potentially make sure that we're covering ourselves on that front as well.
Should there be an appeal, once there's an appeal, then we will come back to this board, the council and the board, and ask for direction to go to the Regional Water Quality Board, stating that there is something outside of our control that has delayed the project, and ask for the Water Board to either suspend the timeline or extend the timeline.
Anybody else? Okay, we'll hear from you now. Anybody would like to address us on the wastewater treatment plant EIR? Step right up to the microphone. Anyone? Go in once, in twice.
Sold.
Back to the board. Okay, is there any direction that we want to give staff on this? Morbe?
Follow-up comment.
Thank you. You're welcome.
It's within that 49-day period for us, do we as a board need to be available to make a decision if it's recommended in a way that might be outside of our regular JPA schedule? Do you need that sort of authorization?
It's possible, but I believe this hearing schedule kind of coincides with what we anticipate. I think we're probably looking at a March substantial issue hearing based on looking at their meeting schedule, because that's to be within that 49-day period. It can't exceed that. So probably looking at a March Coastal Commission hearing should there be an appeal.
Yeah, in all likelihood, we will get a request from Coastal Commission to waive that 49-day period. So we'll be able to bring both of them to you in February. If not, then there would be that outside chance of having a special meeting before our March, because for sure it would have to be decided before our March meeting.
Okay, thanks. I just want to make sure we're covered there.
Anything else from Morro Bay? Hal?
Board members, are there any comments on this?
Very clear.
I would recommend that we have a motion to receive and approve of this report.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed? It is passed.
Thank you. Morro Bay, similar motion, please. To receive and approve.
So moved.
Second. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries 5-0. C1. Rob, I guess.
We're looking for, I guess, besides the Coastal Commission issues, any potential agenda items that the council or the board would like to place on the agenda. And that next meeting is scheduled for February 10th in Cayucas.
Morro Bay, are we okay with the date? And are we, anybody have an agenda item?
I'm okay with the date. We will be reverting back to 6 p.m. as usual for that.
That is correct.
Okay, great.
Anything else? Cayucas?
How does the meeting of February 10th fit into your calendars?
It's fine with me.
Good.
Okay, it seems to be good with us.
So we have a consensus. I don't think we need a formal action on this. Do we, either attorney? Good. So we agree February 10, 6 p.m. I shouldn't have said that before we heard from you. If anybody wants to give us input regarding that date, we'll hear from you now. Anyone? Okay. Anything else from Morro Bay? Hal, anything from Cayucas? Anything else?
No.
Then we're adjourned. Thank you all for coming and being a part of this process.
I don't know why we're here either.